tell us, as much as you're able, where are we in this saga? How close are we or might we be to ending this impasse? I mean, are we looking at October 17 now because of the debt ceiling issue?
I think so. All indications today are that's what's happening. That, you know, there was some hope that there was going to be able to be some sort of movement over the Obamacare issue, and you know, the White House was extremely adamant that they weren't compromising on this. They say that, you know, Congress has passed this bill, the president signed it into law. It's the law of the land. They're going to do it regardless. So I think that the Republicans have started to concede, and especially some moderate Republicans who are in some potentially vulnerable districts have started to urge their leadership to go ahead and either pass a clean CR, you know, just to kind of get this off the table. But John Speaker Boehner, you know, seeing sort of political liability within his own party, has been unwilling to do that. So I think what, like as I said earlier, what he wants to do is create some sort of grand bargain. So I think I don't have a crystal ball, but what it appears that there is no, you know, immediate possibility of this shutdown being stopped. And so I think that the debate's probably going to stretch into the weekend, maybe into next week, start looking at the debt ceiling, and you know, and the Republicans will start demanding some spending cuts. And so I think you'll see the negotiations go there. So this may be with us until mid-October.
You know, we saw certainly in the first days of the Affordable Care Act how many people jumped online to try to check out enrollment possibilities. So maybe that's being taken note of. In addition, there are many polls out now, and whatever, you know, merit you give polls, I mean, it looks like the Quinnipiac poll found 72% of Americans oppose the government shutdown, and a growing number put most of the blame on Republicans in Congress. Do you think that's being taken note of?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do. I think that, you know, these guys read polls constantly, and they know if they're losing politically, they start looking for another answer. I think our own Republican Congressman Steve Pierce, who's very conservative and, you know, very adamant about cutting spending and a huge opponent of Obamacare, has kind of been a little bit contorted on this whole issue. You know, he voted for a couple of provisions that would keep the government open if they basically gutted Obamacare, but then he came back and told me a couple of days ago that, you know, he wasn't wanting to shut down the government strictly over Obamacare. And then he raised this fairly arcane issue of whether Congress and their staff get subsidies under the exchanges that they're forced to now enroll under. You know, Congress and their staff have to go to Obamacare. That was something they wrote into that law. So, you know, today on his Facebook page, and I just tweeted this, he's talking about the debt limit. He's shifted this to, you know, the debt limit, and we've got to get our spending under control, and, you know, kind of picking up that, you know, Boehner theme of some sort of a grand bargain. So it's been interesting to watch Pierce's evolution on this issue.